Centennial Broadcasting presents Valley Feedback, a look at the people and issues making news in our community.
Welcome to the program. I'm Robert Allen. This week's guest is the area's American Red Cross Chapter Executive Director, Bill Brent, an interview recorded mid-December. Welcome to the show, Bill, and thank you so much for your time.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, let's start with the mission of the Red Cross.
The mission of the American Red Cross is to prevent and alleviate human suffering in the face of emergencies, and we do that by mobilizing the power of volunteers and the generosity of donors.
Well, of course, the Red Cross is well known and has a wide reach. What's the local service area?
So the Central Shenandoah chapter, which we are part of, is part of 18 counties. We cover north to Winchester. That's our farthest point north, south to Nelson and Buckingham counties, over to Louisa and Fluvanna, Culpeper, Warrenton, Augusta, Rockingham. So you get the idea of the general geography. We have two anchor offices in our territory, one being our beautiful facility in Winchester, the other in Charlottesville. And then we have a couple satellite offices, one in Verona and one in Culpeper.
A special anniversary occurring here locally.
It has been. It's been our 100th anniversary this year across the state of Virginia. We're in a really unique position because the 100th anniversary, you may or may not know, all American Red Crosses are chartered, and the charters are signed by the President of the United States. So Woodrow Wilson signed the charter, our original charter of the chapters across the state of Virginia. So we were able to celebrate at the Woodrow Wilson Presidential Library as well as at the Abrams Mill there in Winchester. And so we've just had such a great season of celebrating our 100 years of service and commitment and providing hope for our communities.
Well, of course, disaster response, a main component of the Red Cross, and this summer featured several devastating storms. Did we have any local volunteers deploy to help out?
We had a lot of local volunteers deployed to help out. From across our territory, our 18 counties alone, over 100 people went out for hundreds of days collectively amongst them. Yours truly personally went out. I spent 26 days in Florida between September and October as part of the national response. And it did take everyone from every walk of life, every skill and talent that we had to meet the needs of the communities. And we're still in some of those communities and will be for months to come.
Yeah, and the Red Cross, it's on the front lines. What was it like when you were down there?
It was, it's always unique and different. I've been on the scene of 25 plus national disasters in my tenure with the American Red Cross, and everyone is uniquely devastating. And certainly the storms of this summer were not any exception, and folks' lives are decimated. And what we hope to do at that time is to at least provide that immediate emergency shelter in need. And then what we can do, you know, in the long term in terms of financial support and other ways to help those families. And we, again, will be in those communities for years the same way we're here now every day when people need us for the local disasters. And those happen every night right here in our own community. We had a family of seven who were burned out of their home. That's a family of seven that we made sure had housing and shelter and food and clothes to wear, and we will continue to assist them to help them get back on their feet after their devastation.
Cold months, that can be a busy time for a fire response, can it?
It absolutely can, and we're seeing them on average right now of 3 to 4 fires a week.
Well, are volunteers needed to help out in that response?
Always. We always have a need for volunteers, and it's really simple for people to get involved. It's as simple as going to redcross.org, and then you enter your zip code. And when you enter your zip code, that will show you the volunteer opportunities for right here in Shenandoah, because it directs you accordingly. You register to become a volunteer, and from that point forward, then you can learn about all of the classes that are available to become a disaster volunteer, because, of course, those folks have to be trained. You can come with no skills, or if you come with specialized skills, for example, if you're a nurse or you're a therapist of some sort, we have a whole medical corps of disaster volunteer nurses and assistants. We have the same thing in mental health. If you're a logistics person and drove a truck in your previous life and you want to help us, you know, move big bulk loads of stuff from point A to point B, that's a need at every disaster. So it really does, it's an opportunity for anybody and everybody that wants to be involved.
I'm Robert Allen, speaking with local American Red Cross Executive Director Bill Brent. Well, you mentioned the Red Cross has safety training and courses. CPR, of course, one that comes to mind. How often are these classes offered?
Those classes are offered often, and again, you know, we're in such a high-tech world now, and for those folks who are tech-savvy, we have what they call blended learning courses, so you can take portions of your courses online, and then you go into whatever facility the courses are being offered in to do your practical testing and demonstrations, so you end up spending, you know, a minimum hour or two in a classroom and do most of your work online for people that want that, but we also have the full-fledged all-day, you know, in-classroom courses for CPR, first aid, AED, anything people need and want to know. Again, redcross.org to find the course schedules. You can register online, or you can just simply call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Babysitting courses, are those popular?
Those are popular. Some more popular in the summer months, and oftentimes we see those courses pop up around spring breaks and other times kids are out of school, since that's the target population for those courses. They're a lot of fun to watch as well as to participate in. I've had the privilege of sitting in a number of them.
We also do lifeguard courses. That, of course, a more seasonal thing as well. But as you mentioned, the website has a full list of what's currently being offered and stuff to come.
It's such an easy process, again, for those folks who are tech savvy. And if you're not particularly tech savvy, just call that 1-800-RED-CROSS number. There's a quick prompt to tell you where to go if you're calling to register for a course. And then an operator will assist you through the process.
When a major disaster strikes around the world, the Red Cross makes it easy to make a donation for those efforts. How about donations for local-only efforts?
The same always applies, and every donation that is made locally is used locally unless it is designated to do otherwise. So we are using every dollar that we raise in our communities right back here in our communities for things like those fire responses, for our services to the military, which some folks don't even know that we do, but we provide all of the emergency communications for our men and women serving in uniform across the world. And those services cost money. We're not funded by the U.S. government. But again, the same way that the system will track you to tell you where you volunteer, if you make a donation online and you're in the zip code, then that donation is going to be credited back right here to our community.
Well, I want to briefly touch on blood donations. What about the hours for the donor center here in Winchester?
So our donor center there, our fixed site, which is there at 561 Fortress Drive, we have office donor center openings twice a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays. On Tuesdays, it's 1 to 7. On Thursdays, from 12 to 6. We encourage all donors, all blood donors, to make appointments in advance. It just makes the process go much quicker. We have a thing now called Rapid Pass, so you can do all of your pre-questionnaire stuff in a system and keep that there. And it, again, makes the whole process just smoother and easier. But if somebody walks into our center, the staff there are going to do everything they can to work them in. It just may be a little bit slower for them to get through the process.
I would assume that the cold weather months, donations are needed a little more. Not as many people out and about, are they?
Well, that's just it. You know, the need for blood is constant. It remains pretty consistent all the time throughout the year. It's especially hard for us this time of year and during the summer months. So we encourage people to go out. It's an hour of your life, usually pretty much not more than an hour, and you have the ability with that one donation to save three lives. So just the gift that you're giving is so impactful, and I think if we put it in that perspective and just think about, you have the ability to give life.
Well, you mentioned earlier your long tenure with the American Red Cross. What do you like most about the work?
I love everything about our mission and the programs and services that we provide. I first encountered the American Red Cross as a child at age 7 when Hurricane Camille came across the state of Virginia and parked itself on top of Nelson County, which is where I'm from. And I've never paused for a day working for, with, and or supporting the American Red Cross. And so it's just an honor that I get to do this, and I get to do this in my hometown, in my territory, in the Virginia mountains that I grew up in. So it's a privilege.
Well, we are out of time for this week. Anything you want to add?
What a pleasure it was to speak with you, and that we hope people will call, reach out, and get involved. It's a great organization to support and be part of.
And again, plug that website so they can find out more info.
Redcross.org. And again, all you do is enter your zip code. It will direct you to all of the opportunities right here in our communities at home. It'll give you ways to contribute, to sign up to become a blood donor, and to register as a volunteer.
Well, Bill Brent with the American Red Cross, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
It was a pleasure being with you.
You've been listening to Valley Feedback. We encourage your comments on today's program. Valley Feedback is a public affairs presentation of Centennial Broadcasting.